This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. So the huge rally for Zionism was yesterday, and supposedly now the National Park Service puts the crowd. What's the number you gave me? 296,000 or 396,000? 200. But you know what? Let's just round it up. People like to round up things anyway. 300,000 chanting lunatics strong. 300,000. How many? 300,000. Man, if we could get 300,000 people to travel to El Paso, Juarez, hotspots on the southern border, Brownsville, of the United States, and do the rally for sovereignty, we might actually get some things done in this country. If we could get 300,000 people to travel to Mordor and do the rally for a balanced mother effing budget, imagine how things might turn out. If we could get 300,000 people to go to a Capitol building somewhere in maybe the state of Ohio, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, and demand that the state recognize that every life begins at conception and every human life is precious, imagine what might happen. Oh, but don't worry, you can get 300,000 bloodthirsty, brain-dead, Zionist, brainwashed lunatics who are simply just picking up the latest flag that the Fifth Estate media has told them is their cause celebre, and they just wave it. Mm-hmm. Not enough, not satisfied with having killed God knows how many tens upon tens of thousands of Ukrainian young men and Russian young men. It was a war for the good, the true. Remember, last time we were told this is a war of good versus evil. Good Ukrainians, evil Russians. Russians are bad, evil people. Now it's anew. This is a war of good versus evil. There's plenty of evil to go around in the Middle East. I find this one of the most despicable things, though, that I have seen, and I'm sure that many of you concur, to see so many people who claim to be, quote, Christians, close quote, chant and cheer when someone goes to a podium and says, talk of a ceasefire is outrageous. So then continued murder of civilians is exciting. If talk of a ceasefire, in this instance, is outrageous, then what is the okay, what's the antithesis of it? Okay, not to cease firing. Okay, who's firing at who? Well, the Israeli Defense Force, which apparently is the most holy, God-fearing, Jesus-loving army since the First Crusade, is firing at the evil, the pure, incarnate evil that is Hamas, that is Palestinians, and Hamas is hiding out behind women and children. But what they don't know is that Israeli defense force, backed by the whole Western world, doesn't care who it kills to get to the kill of a Hamas. You wonder how tens upon tens of thousands of babies are murdered every week here in the United States, a couple thousand every day, in utero in their mother's wombs. Well, this is how. Because human life only means what flag you can wave and how many points you can score on social media these days. How much do your friends on social media really like you today? Did you put the Israeli flag? Which, by the way, again, I'm going to say this again. I said at the end of yesterday's show, I'm not going to do an on-air deep dive on this. I mean, I will, but I haven't finished putting all my dots together. That symbol that is on that white flag, that blue line symbol, is not the Star of David. That's not what it is. But if you want to unpack it, and if you want me to give you a hint where it's going, and by I started to say this at the end of yesterday's broadcast, in the Western world, the nation that has the highest population as a percent of sexual deviance is Israel. You can look this stat up, you can verify it. The incidences of public displays of homosexuality and any other kind of sexual perversion are all over the supposed greatest state in the history of states that all American sons and daughters must be sacrificed to protect. You can look that up. Take a triangle. What's the triangle the symbol for? Now, the triangle is a symbol for a lot of things, but one of the things that we know that the triangle is a symbol for, thanks to Pizzagate and other investigations here of the the global pedo cult, sex cult of death, the triangle is a symbol of what? Boy on boy. Or my man on boy. It's pederasty. And if you watch the film Out of Shadows, they actually show the use of the triangle. Well, what's the difference when you take the triangle and you take one and stand it on its point, and you take the other one and point the point skyward and put the two together? If you were to unbisect them, you would get what? A pair of triangles. It's an occult symbol. You can ask Isaac Conis in the chat room. It is an occult symbol. It is not the symbol of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord did not run around painting that symbol, taking his finger and drawing it into the dirt and telling the apostles to go draw it everywhere across the world. That's not how it happened. But to listen to the freaknicks who call themselves conservative Christians these days, you would think that Jesus himself, no, he didn't have Inri above his head when he was crucified. Oh, no, that's old urban legend. No, Jesus Nazarene, King of the Jews, Yodex Rex. No, that's not scriptsit. As Pilate said, no, that's not what Pilate wrote. Pilate wrote Jews and then drew a Star of David in outlines. You people have been lied to. Of course, I'm being facetious because of all the things that I have seen of the mass hysteria, this is COVID mass hysteria. To listen to these people pontificate on, literally, and I don't mean as popes, but just pontificate on endlessly about how they are going to exterminate this evil. This is the same kind of rhetoric we got. We're going to wipe COVID from the face of the earth. When you start talking about wiping human beings, entire political parties or whatever you wish to call that thing that's called Hamas or Hezbollah or whatever it is, about wiping them and removing them from the face of the earth, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say a lot of innocent civilian people that aren't that have nothing to do with that are also going to be killed in the endeavor. As a matter of fact, the Zionists basically admit this, and they're okay with it. Now, these are supposedly our buddies in the March for Life. How is that possible? There is one particular soundbite. Did you tell you the truth? If Maggie plays on it, I don't see it on the cut sheet.
What?
The woman who was speaking on behalf. Oh, there it is. Yeah. There's one particular soundbite. If I play it for you, I'm going to have to remove my earbuds and turn all the speakers down here at Studio Saint Michel so I don't have to hear it again. I'm not going to play it now. It's too early in the morning for this. it might cause people to actually contemplate killing themselves.
I had to hear it.
Maggie's going, I had to hear it. Do you want anyone else to ever have to hear that again? By the way, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Louisiana's own Mike Johnson. I must say, what in the hell is wrong with this man? We had high hopes. We had high hopes for Speaker Johnson. No more. No more. As a matter of fact, if I were to see him, and when we're at Walsingham West, I'm pretty sure he would be my member of the House of Representatives. So I would be his constituent. I would have to ask for an audience, and I'd have to say, with all due respect, can I have 2 minutes? Will you listen to me for 2 minutes, Congressman? Because I have some things that I'm not going to yell at you or anything. I just have some things that I really think that you need to hear and you need to know. For the Speaker of the House of Representatives to get up there and to say that that talk of a ceasefire is outrageous, what is this? I have to ask because he says now that he is a Southern Baptist, when he's a Baptist. I don't know if he's a Southern Baptist, compromise, second draft, right in between Southern, maybe it's mid-Southern Atlantic, or
First Baptist Church or the Second Baptist.
Is it the First Baptist or the Second Baptist Church? Anyway, he says he's Baptist. I would like to ask my Baptist friends and listeners out there, is this a teaching of Baptists? That the indiscriminate killing of civilians is a just war act? Or can I ask a follow-up question? Is there a teaching on just war? And I'm not trying to be facetious, and I'm not making fun of you, I'm not mocking you. I'm seriously asking, does anyone inside the Protestant circle that is Baptist, is there any discussion or any teaching whatsoever, any theology on jus ad bellum, just war theory? And if there is, can you please explain to me how then a ceasefire can be anything other than a necessary component to a teaching on war? As I've said, if you read St. Augustine, the fathers of the Catholic Church, I can tell you that St. Augustine, and he was echoing Marcus Tullius Cicero, he was echoing Cicero, the great Roman statesman, when Cicero tried to put an end to a war, and he said, look, the aim of all wars, the objective of all wars is peace. The objective of all wars is peace. No, not according to AIPAC. Not according to Zionists for Israel, it's not. The purpose of all wars is total and complete annihilation of the enemy. Johnson actually said, and it must have been so embarrassing to some Zionists, that Disclosed.tv actually deleted the tweet that had the video in it. But don't worry, the post-millennial, and all right, they deleted it, we'll put it up. So it's up, and we have it. Can I ask a follow-up question to people that are Zionists, aren't going to go into chat rooms, aren't going to call the radio show at 844-527-8723, and who believe in this? This is just pure, unadulterated, unmitigated evil passing itself off. It's Christian theology. It's not Christian theology. It's heresy. It's fake theology. I have to ask the serious question. Why do we bother to say that all human life is precious when you don't believe it? A Hamas, a Palestinian, a Lebanese human life, if they've ever come in contact with a Hamas or whatever the hell that is, apparently is not precious. It is not worthy of conserving. Apparently God doesn't want those people and those souls for his kingdom, which is why he sent the Israeli Defense Force to kill all of them. Man, I'm all for being on the winning team, guys, but can you at least look at what the winning team wants to do to the losing team? Colonel McGregor is asked the question by the internet news host, formerly of Fox News, and now I know why he left. Mike Krupa goes on with him all the time. What's the guy's name? The Douglas McGregor clip. Colonel Douglas McGregor has asked a question basically about what I just kind of asked, and he goes, his answer is not shocking, but the fact that you basically have 300,000 people in the street of Washington, D.C. cheering for the beginning of World War III. Of course, how many of them are going to be committed to the battle? How many of them are going to send their sons and daughters to go die with and for the Israeli state? This is sick, twisted, perverted, dark minds we're dealing with here. This is the enemy. Do not forget, in the words of little Ben Shapiro and any of those other Talmudic Jews, which would make up the majority of who we're talking about here. Who was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? The Savior of the human race. The incarnate Word. The incarnate wisdom himself. Who is he to them? He is the bastard child of a prostitute who had a baby out of wedlock and was scared to tell her husband. Thus, the whole narrative, according to them, had to be invented. These are the people you Christians want to throw in with? It's the manipulation of the human mind that is possible through mass media is simply stunning. Take a couple of steps back and look at it. It's stunning. It's terrifying. So can armies that are comprised primarily of Zionists, Yankee, predominantly atheist Zionists, could they be brainwashed and convinced that exterminating mass populations in the southern United States was a good idea? That it was good for the Republic because those people stand against freedom and liberty? Maybe they've already begun the process. Maybe the fabled train cars to the middle of nowhere, maybe it was an urban legend. Maybe they actually exist. I got to tell you, to see 300,000 people cheering for basically a thermonuclear war, all in the name of a supposed state that is supposedly the reason for our existence. Remember, Nikki Haley, bad day for Israel is a bad day for America. If Israel doesn't exist, America doesn't exist. Speaking of, by the way, Candace Owens. My, oh my, how we make strange alliances these days. Candace Owens, who works famously for the Ben Father at the Daily Wire, goes on during her radio or TV show, whatever it is that Candace hosts these days, goes on and mocks the Zionists. Says some of what I just told you, says that she doesn't understand how the word ceasefire have become four-letter words. Even goes on to say that she doesn't think that the indiscriminate incineration of 125,000 Japanese with the droppings of atomic weapons on them in 1945, that was a just war act and that it was a war crime and the killing of civilians. Goes on then to say that she wishes to nominate a certain American presidential candidate to run for president of Israel. And then Candace continues on in this vein, some of what I'm talking about. I didn't listen to the whole show. And at the end of the, at the end of this, the then video is sent back to little Ben Shapiro, the Ben Father. And then the Ben Father, who very ceremoniously embraced Candace Owens years ago. This was a loud voice, young Americans for freedom. What is the group that she and Charlie Kirk go around talking talking with? Trump goes to their oh gosh, what is it? Turning Point. Turning Point USA. Candace Owens is the big Turning Point USA. And so the Ben father supposedly threw millions upon millions of dollars at it. We want you to come over here and do a daily show for the Daily Wire. You're going to be fantastic. We're all for you. We're all for the young Americans for freedom. We're all for the Turning Point USA. We're all for getting young conservatives involved and taking back our streets and campaigning for the cause of life. Of course, you people that are Mike Churchill listeners, you do know that the Ben father is not pro-life. You do know that, right? He is pro-infanticide. Oh, but only up until certain weeks. I think it's 16 weeks for him. 16 or 20 weeks, I forget. Candace Owens, then, at a Let's Start World War III and send Daily Wire's sons and the sons and daughters of some premium gold level member subscribers to the Daily Wire, send their sons and daughters to go die in it for this thing called Israel. When he was done with that cheer, somebody shouted out, "What about Candace Owens? She's an anti-Semite." Now opposing Israel's massacre of Palestinian civilians makes you an anti-Semite. If you raise your hand and go, "I don't think we should go to war with Israel against Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Yemen, and the rest of the whole dang Middle East," that makes you now an anti-Semite.